Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hey, everybody, it is the Music Man 08 for this podcast. I'm going to show you how to pair Bluetooth speakers. Now, for this demonstration, I am using an Apple TV 4th generation, and I have two Bluetooth speakers here. One is a Soul Republic, and the other one is a Jabra Soulmate, and that is, by the way, J-A-B-R-A space, and then S-O-L-E-M-A-T-E. Soulmate is one word. So, for the purposes of this demonstration, I'd also like to point out that I have put my voiceover to about 55% because I do want everyone to be able to understand what Alex is saying. I'm using Alex as the voice. And so how we get this going, first of all, I'm going to put my iPhone down, is we're going to go and I'm going to wake the TV up and I'm going to cheat a little bit by using Siri just so that we don't have to swipe to settings. Now you can swipe down to settings if you don't have a lot of things in your Apple TV, you know, a lot of things like applications and things like that, like Pluto TV or Hulu or Amazon or Amazon Prime Video. You get the idea. But I'm going to tell Siri to open settings. Open settings.
TV, row 1, column 1, remotes and devices, button 5 of 9.
So we're already on remotes and devices because this is where I last was. But when you first start up here, and I'm getting the binging, I wonder why that is.
Direct touch.
There we go.
AirPlay, button, video, accounts, general, button, 1 of 9.
There we go. So that's my fault. When you start in here, you're going to be on general. What you want to listen for is remotes and devices. So we're going to swipe down with one finger. Now I'm using a thumb, but whatever your preferred method of getting to the setting is, you'll swipe down on the touchpad.
Accounts, button, 2 of 9.
Again.
Video and audio, button, 3 of 9.
Again.
AirPlay, button, 4 of 9.
Again.
Remotes and devices, button, 5 of 9.
All right, so we're at remotes and devices. Now we're going to push on the touchpad to get into the setting.
Remote, touch surface tracking, 1 of 3.
Now I've got my remote set to slow touch tracking. Again, there may be different ways that people use their Apple TV 4th Gen or 4K Gen, depending on what your preferred method is. You know, leave it as is. You don't need to worry about this. We're not going to worry about that. We're going to go down. I cannot talk today. I apologize.
Home button. Home screen. 2 of 3. Press the home button once to go to the home screen.
Okay, well, we pretty much know that.
Remote. 38% battery level. Button. 3 of 3.
Oh, well, my remote might need to charge soon, but I'm not going to worry about that at the moment.
Other devices. Bluetooth. Button. 1 of 3.
Other devices. Bluetooth. Now, this piques my interest. And as a matter of fact, this should pique your interest too. As a matter of fact, this is what we're going to deal with right here. So I'm going to push on the touchpad and go into Bluetooth right now.
My devices, Kit 4000, connected, button, 1 of 1.
Kit 4000, that's the name of my TV. For some of you who don't know, I'm a big Knight Rider fan, and for some of you who do know, that series has always been a childhood favorite of mine for a number of years. Now, I am going to pick a Bluetooth speaker, and I think we're going to use the Soul Republic as the first demonstration. But either way, this is going to work for both sets of speakers that we're going to use. So, what we're going to do is we're going to hit the power on the Soul Republic. And to do that, by the way, you can't just hit the button. You just have to hold it in for a few seconds. There it goes.
deck is ready to pair.
Now it says it's ready to pair. So, now that it's told me that, I can pick up the remote, and of course it's playing the music on the speaker.
Other devices, DAC, 1 of 1. In progress.
So it's finding it.
Battery full.
Alright, so it says battery full, and now, you shouldn't hear it through my soundbar anymore, you should hear it through the DAC speaker. Let's find out.
Kit 4000, connected, button, 2
of 2. Aha, and we do hear it through the DAC Bluetooth speaker. Now, that is one way to pair this Apple TV 4th Gen to your Bluetooth. Now, I want to point something out about the Bluetooth speaker that I'm currently using. There are three buttons on it. There's a play, pause, and also ask Siri button or answer phone calls button. And it's near the bottom of the speaker, kind of the front, kind of the center. So center bottom, and then the minus button, which is your volume down, and it will click as you hear it. And then the plus button, which is on the far right. And it's just giving you volume indications and things like that. So, let's see if we're still connected here. We should be.
DAC connected, button, 1 of 2.
All right, it says DAC connected. So, let's say, you know what? I don't want to use this speaker. You know, I don't mind it, but it's just not the sound for me. So you would push the touchpad on this.
Manage, disconnect device, 1 of 2.
Now you can disconnect device, or you can have the Apple TV forget it. I'm going to swipe down one option.
Unpair device, 2 of 2.
To where it says unpair device, and it will bring up the following dialogue.
Unpair device, your Apple TV is connected to this device. Cancel, button.
I can cancel it, but I'm not going to. I'm going to swipe up once.
Unpair device, button.
And we're going to unpair device. And so now, we should hear the...
My devices, kit 4000, connected.
There it goes, we should hear the sound bar. I'm going to now turn off the DAC speaker. Now, I've got one more device. It's called the Jabra Soulmate. And that's J-A-B, as in boy, R-A, Soulmate. Now, this speaker's got some pretty good sound to it. If you're listening to music, now I have preferred the Bose on my iPhone, or my iPod. I don't have it hooked up to my iPhone. I probably should, but I don't. At any rate, you do the same thing with this. You turn it on and pair it. However, with this speaker, the on switch is on the right side of the device. And when you turn it on, you're going to hold it up because it's kind of a push-up switch. I will explain the speaker's controls on the top, though. The first button that you will feel is a volume down button. The middle button is your battery indicator. It tells you, you know, how full your battery is, if it needs a charge, that type of thing. And your last button is your volume up. Now, of course, you can answer calls and do FaceTime and all that good stuff, but we're not interested in any of that. So I'm going to turn the Jabra on. That is the sound you hear. I'm going to hold the switch up for a few seconds.
Go ahead and connect me. Use the Bluetooth setting on your phone.
Now, that's its default message. It's saying that use the Bluetooth setting on your phone. Well, we're not doing this on a phone. We're actually doing this on an Apple TV. So I'm going to take my remote. We're going to go back to the remote.
Go ahead and connect me. Use the Bluetooth setting on your phone.
I wanted to let that speak. We're going to take the remote and we're going to swipe down.
Other devices. Java Soulmate V1.34.0.1.1.
So it finds it. We're going to press select on here.
In progress.
Go ahead and connect me. Use the Bluetooth setting on your phone.
It's
my
working.
Soulmate is connected.
Now, it will say Soulmate is connected once it successfully pairs. So just keep that in mind. So let's see now if we have Mr. Alex coming through the Soulmate.
Kit 4000 connected button.
And we do. His volume's a little low. Let's see if I can't increase that. Let's see here.
Java Soulmate 1.34.0 connected button 1 of 2.
There we go. Wanted to get him to speak a little bit. Don't be shy, Alex. You're just going through another Bluetooth source. And of course, the battery in the middle.
Battery full.
Well, we got a full battery, so we're good there. Now, the same thing applies if you want to unpair the Soulmate. I stayed in this setting because I didn't want to get out of it and then go back in because it would have been redundant. And so what we're going to do is, you know, maybe you think, well, I've got a better speaker than this, and it could be any Bluetooth speaker. It doesn't, you know, have to be the Jabra Soulmate. It doesn't have to be the Soulmate Republic that I was just demoing a few minutes ago. You may have something better. Just keep in mind that the Bose SoundLink Bluetooth speaker does not work very well. It does work, but it doesn't raise its volume. I'm not sure why that is. I've spoken to Apple's multimedia department, and going back and forth with them and or Bose is not going to do you any good. So, to end this little podcast and unpair it, we're going to do what we did before. We're going to go down to the Jabra Soulmate.
Kit 4000 connected button 202.
Well, that's the TV. We don't want to disconnect that. We want to arrow down, or not necessarily arrow down, but swipe down one more. Oh, nope. I guess that is it. My bad.
Jabra Soulmate V1.34.0 connected button.
I'm sorry. So we were on the right area. I'm sorry. So that is my fault. So we're going to press on the touchpad here.
Manage disconnect device 1 of 2.
Now remember, you have manage, and you know it says disconnect device 1 of 2. If you swipe down,
unpair device 2 of 2.
Unpair device. Well, this is what we want to do.
Unpair device. Your Apple TV is connected to this device. Cancel button.
Well, we could cancel it. We could leave it there if we really wanted to. You know, like I said, for me, not so much. So I'm going to forget the device by going up.
Unpair device button.
To the unpair device button and press on the touchpad. And it's going to forget the device. And that's it. Eventually it will come through the soundbar and yell at us. Not necessarily
4000
yell.
Connected button 1 of 1.
Okay, so we have now forgotten all of the Bluetooth devices, and I hope that this podcast helps a little bit. If there are some questions that you are not sure about, please get a hold of me. My Twitter is themusicman08. That is themusicman08. You may also get a hold of me on Facebook, themusicman1. At gmx.us, that is the Music Man number 1 without the number sign, at gmx as an x-ray, .us. You can also get a hold of me on Vrail, if you have that particular app, the Music Man 08, that's the same as my Twitter handle, themusicman08. Also, look for me on Zello at that same handle, themusicman08. I hope that this has helped for those of you who are wanting to Bluetooth your speakers to your Apple TV 4th generations. I'm not sure about the 4K, but from what I was told, it should work the same way no matter what. Just as a recap, these are speakers that I personally have. The first one that we demoed was the Soul Republic. The second one was the Jabra Soulmate. And Jabra, once again, is J-A-B as in boy, R-A, then Soulmate. S-O-L-E-M-A-T-E. The first one that we did was the Soul Republic, S-O-L-E space R-E-P-U-B as in Bravo, L-I-C, Republic. I hope that this helps. If it's confusing, please get a hold of me. Please get a hold of me, and I will try to walk you through this the best way I know how.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.